together with the legal advisors and the officials here what was expected of us to do. And we managed to produce a report in the first place that was circulated, I'm told, yesterday through your emails and also your pigeon holes. Today is supposed to mark the last day of our bill processing period, which will look at the draft bill, the final bill, as after our discussion, whether it did incorporate everything that we agreed upon in our last discussions on the bill. Secondly, we're supposed to be adopting the report on the bill itself. That, after that, it will be the conclusion and closure of the meeting. The bill was circulated in our last meeting, so we do have both the copies of the bill, both I'm told electronically and also electronic copies and also hard copies. We will start with the bill. Are we satisfied with the cover page of the bill? Member, I think I started wrong. Let me welcome everyone here and officially say good morning, even though I said good morning one-on-one. I just want to appreciate your coming into the meeting this morning. Especially our members, the department, our legal people, the media that is present here, PMG. We also have a representative from the German embassy present here with us. Thank you very much for your attendance. Not forgetting our officials, our support staff. They sometimes feel they're not important because we don't mention them. They are very important to us. Never underestimate that. Colleagues, will deal with the apologies quickly. Tando. While we're still preparing, it will be wrong for me not to allow just a brief moment of silence in remembrance of those who have departed during recess, and also remembering the latest and recent one of Ubabu Skhosana. May we just rise for a moment in observation of a moment of silence. Today for the passing of this bill. We need a quorum for the report. So we all need to be here, please. anticipate this meeting taking long. Longer than more than 2 hours, but we'll ensure that it's only your participation that will determine that. Tando, may you present us with the apologies, please?
Good morning, honorable members and everyone present in the meeting. I've got only one apology from Honorable Gwangwa. He apologized that he won't be able to attend the meeting, but he didn't give a
thank you. We take it others are still on their way. Can you go back to the bill? How would you propose we deal with it? As it was circulated on time, our legal people, do you have any areas that we did not agree on that you'd want to bring to our attention, especially during drafting? Mr. Smith?
Thank you, Chairperson. Only a minor little change. The front cover, the words between those two lines was completed by the committee section. It's a standard formulation. And the other change that I proposed is that we change the bill year of the bill to 2014 and not 2013 as clause, the last clause, 23, it has been affected.
Salam Ababra, what do I think? Thanks, Mr. Smith.
Thank you, Chair. Good morning, Honorable Chairperson. Good morning, Honorable Members. Chairperson, from our office's side, the technical amendments proposed by my colleagues, we are in agreement with it. We didn't pick up anything that was of concern.
Thank you very much. Having received the assurance from our legal team, may we then find out what members think? Are we still satisfied? Are we satisfied that everything that was presented here is as discussed and agreed to by the committee when we are considering page by page, clause by clause? I need your cooperation, please. That would be... We want to welcome Mr. Shengwa and Mr. Ngonyama. This is your bill too. We missed you during the whole processing of the bill, but you are welcome. Thank you. Members, I need your cooperation, please. Are we confirming the standardization in terms of the cover page? That the Muhal and then that the Mudau.
Chair, I do not have a problem with the standardization of the cover page and as well the indication on the area.
Thank you. And let them down.
Thank you, sir. I just wanted to, for clarity, the 2014, is that on the first page or on the back page?
Mr. Smith?
Chairperson, the bill retains the year in which it was tabled, so it remains 2013, but the act number will be a 2014.
That is accepted. That is Mabasa.
Correct, Chair. I just want to ask whether Mr. Smith also covered, right at the bottom of the front page on the right-hand side, those covers there, is that what Mr. Smith was speaking to, or it's something different? With a question mark, yes.
Chairperson, yes, this is a draft bill. So once the committee has agreed to it, it will be sent to the printer for, they call it the supply version, the final version. And that version would have the ISBN number, complete number, without the question marks.
Okay, thank you. Any other area? The technical changes, either than this, are there any that you'd want to give us, you know, an indication to?
Thank you, Chairperson. Following the committee meeting about 2 weeks ago, where the committee voted page by page, those instructions were just put into the final proof, and what our office, along with the sales law advisor, did is we just did a proof reading. So the technical amendments that have now pointed out were that the 2014 was needed, or 2013 needed to be 2014, or maybe a full stop here, but not in the context of the bill changing any subject.
Thanks,
Mr.
Smith.
Yes, I can just mention that on the last meeting when decisions were taken, two changes were made. The one was in respect of, it's on page 3, the reference to Schedule 1, 2 and 3. The committee suggested agreed that the full headings should come in. The other one is in relation to clause 17. It's on page 12, in line 48. It's clause 17.2. The insertion of the words "notwithstanding any other law." Those are the only two changes that have been affected on the versions that the version that the committee did agree on.
Thank you very much. Are we satisfied, members? This is as voted for in our previous meeting after the deliberation. Can we then move officially for the adoption of this bill as it is?
I propose that the committee accept the proposed bill as articulated, the infrastructure development bill. Thanks, committee.
The floor is yours. That concludes the consideration of the adoption of the bill. Thank you. Any abstentions? The Van der Westhuizen?
The DA will abstain from voting at this stage.
Reasons being?
Reason being that we still want to just check with our caucus and share our views with them and get the caucus buy-in on our stance. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Your abstain is noted and will be recorded as such. Mr. Kemwa.
Thank you very much, Chair. I would, at this point, having consulted caucus, abstain until such time that I get a full mandate for the bill. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Abstain. Senate from the IFP will be noted and recorded as such. Any other? Thank you very much, colleagues. May we then proceed to the next item, consideration on the adoption of the report. The report was also circulated. We will look at the first page. Colleagues, we needed a report that will clarify, that will also ensure that if any member of the public really requests for this information, we'll be able to understand our deliberations on the bill and also be able to follow the amendments as referred to in this report without really having to look deep into researching any information. This is clarifying what exactly the process has done. And what issues were looked into, which areas of concern were actually articulated on, and then in terms of issues that were not supported, also they will be able to clearly understand which are those issues and the reasons behind those issues. And we felt that we should also indicate what the committee's explanation on those issues were. And if you look at the report itself, it will also clearly indicate to you that we did not work alone, but we work in consultation with our legal advisors. So that is what the report entails. I would like to then invite comments from and questions from members if you feel we need to amend the report. Please do so, indicate so, because at the end of the day we want it to be acceptable to all members. May I invite Stefan of the season, and then just because, let me note others first before you continue. I'm noting Mr. Mabasa, noting Mr. Buchman, noting Mr. Muhai. In that order, please. Thank you.
Thank you, Chairperson. Chairperson, if I may, I would just like to propose a few changes to the report as circulated. In the second paragraph, where it says the following key issues were addressed by the committee during its deliberations, I would ask that you consider changing the word addressed by considered. These are the things that we paid attention to during our deliberations. The word addressed is in any case appearing in the second paragraph, addressing arguments, etc. And also, obviously, we as the DA believe that some of the issues were not fully addressed. Addressed means solved. I've got that connotation with the word addressed. So if I may propose, consider that. Shall I continue, or do you first want to just have us deliberate that?
Continue, we know too much to say.
Thank you, Chairperson. Mm-hmm. Chairperson, then also, one of the outstanding issues of this bill and what struck me during the consideration of the bill was the large number of changes that were brought about as a result of the public hearings. And I actually believe that the department should be credited by their response to the public hearings. It's been a long time. I've only been here 5 years, but I've been with many committees, with many bills, and it's not often that you find that a department is that responsive to what the public highlights during the hearings. I have had in the past experience that public hearings were more of a, what I thought, window dressing exercise. But here I really had the impression that, or got the impression that the department took the public's comments and inputs seriously, and I would like that to be highlighted. So even if we just say or add a sentence and we can find the right place for that, I propose that we put it on the second page just under paragraph 10. All in all, a large number of changes were introduced since the bill was first submitted to Parliament. I wanted to just ask you to recognize that fact as well. I proposed the introduction of a completely new sentence, just saying, all in all, a large number of changes were introduced since the bill was first submitted to Parliament. And then, if you wouldn't mind me continuing, then in the next paragraph, which says that the Democratic Alliance, DA, record objections on the following matters, may I ask that you include the words inter alia, because we did object, as far as I'm concerned, to more than just the three listed there.
They are saying you have more than this.
More than just the three there. You may recall, for example, that we also objected to the lack of parliamentary oversight, etc. So there are others as well, but we don't feel it's necessary to list all of our objections here in this memorandum. If we include the words inter alia, these will, for example, just highlight and say some of the issues that the DA raised with these three as listed here. So, recorded objections, inter alia, on the following matters. And then, if I may ask that we also, under the paragraph marked 1, the title of the bill, it should be titled the Strategic Infrastructure Coordinating Bill. I think the word strategic was mentioned by me, and it unfortunately fell out there. And then if we can go down, just before we get to the word vote, which is there in bold print, that last sentence, quite frankly, doesn't read easily for me. The committee, having sought legal and procedural advice and having considered the subject of the bill, presents a redraft of the bill addressing above outlined issues. Propose that we present a redraft of the bill addressing the issues outlined above for consideration by the National Assembly. So it's just a word order in that very last bit of that paragraph that I propose. And I present a redraft of the bill addressing the issues outlined above for consideration by the National Assembly. Must I say that another time? Addressing the issues outlined above for consideration by the National Assembly. Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you, Mr. van der Westhuizen. May we look at the next one, Mr. Mavas, Mr. Gibman?
Hello, yes, it's wrong. Let me see it. Chairperson, yes. In paragraph 3, maybe just to substitute the word recognizing with ensuring in paragraph 3. So it will read ensuring that.
recommending that we replace ensuring with recognizing. Is that what you say?
Can we be?
I think I need to. To call ourselves to order before I make a mistake. It looks like there will be many changes. I thought there will be few so that we then come back to them, but from the look of things, there will be many. So I'll then take you back to the first speaker, Mr. Van der Westhuizen, so that we are able to move away from this point that he has raised. May we look at what he has recommended in terms of the amendment, that we replace the word addressed by considered. Can I hear you on that? Dr. Mabasa?
I second that suggested amendment, colleague chair.
Is that the feeling of the house? That Ngonyama?
No, I just want to check, because the if I listen to Mr. Van der Westhuizen, he said considered, the following key issues were considered, meaning I suspect whole issues that follows, and he says that in paragraph number 2 the word addressing is used in any case, meaning that it may be some kind of a redundancy to continue to use addressing again, having used at the beginning. In my view, the addressing in paragraph 2 is only talking of constitutional powers of the three phases. It does not refer to addressing all the issues that follow below. And therefore, I'm not sure. I need more clarity, because I thought the addressing at the beginning is referring to everything that follows having been addressed. It's all encompassing. And the addressing in paragraph 2 is exclusive only on constitutional powers. And before I can agree with the consideration issue.
Maybe we should seek clarity from the drafters. Does, in this case, address mean we have resolved as
Chairperson, yeah. Thank you. No, the word as used here does not mean resolved. It addressed can mean deal with, take in hand, or attended to. And this is what the address means here. The following key issues were attended to.
Thank you, Mr. Smith. Do you agree with that, Barbara? Thank you. So, meaning that there's no harm in putting it here. It doesn't resolve anything. It just mainly indicates that we did look into this issue. Thank you. May we give you...
Is the general understanding? I will withdraw that.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. May we then go to the next issue? There was also a proposal by Mr. Van der Westhuizen on behalf of the DA that we need to commend the department for their response. Moreover, that they might be the only department. It might be the only department thus far that has responded. So adequately to the public comment. We need not to mention that, but just to commend them. In the report, how do members feel about that? How you follow?
I agree with the comment made by Mr. Van der Westhuizen that the department did daily work. So as you are suggesting, Comrade Chair, the only challenge is to find the appropriate way and the appropriate space where to put them. But it's a compliment well deserved. Thanks.
Thank you. And Mr. Mohai?
Thanks, Chair. I do agree with the sentiments expressed by Mr. Mawas, that there is no harm to take note of the department comprehensive response to the public hearing, that there's also shaped the input in what strengthening the field. Yeah, that should be noted. If you allow me, Chair, there was a point that I didn't understand that further down the proposal that Mr. Sandler received in food.
Okay.
That one was in.
Come here.
Okay.
Okay. We'll come back to the proposal on the wedding. Right now, I just wanted principal agreement on the matter raised. Mr. Ngwenyama, thank you.
Just check whether Mr. Fadavest is referring to noting or appreciating. The context was really appreciating, especially comparatively speaking.
Yeah, it was an issue of commending the department, appreciating the work that they've done. I think it's around that. So we agree, we need to include that in the report. So our drafters must help us. Then look at the wedding. Was the wedding in response to the appreciation, Mr. Van der Westhuizen?
Chairperson, if you would indulge, will you allow me to, in my mind, improve my wording that I proposed in the first instance?
Yeah, do come in.
All in all, a large number of changes were introduced following the public hearings, because I think that is a link that perhaps would not, you know, in my first suggestion, you know, I did not give credit to the response to the public hearing, so perhaps I will also say a few words. All in all, a large number of changes were introduced following the public hearings. Thank you. Challenge us to find other appropriate
create waste. But the bill, the spirit of the bill is still as introduced. Thanks, sir.
Thank you, Dr. Mabasa.
Chairperson, I agree with Honourable Member Mabasa. Maybe a large is not the correct word. Maybe just to say that several amendments were affected as a result of the input during the public hearing process. Just to keep it factual, to say several amendments were affected as a result of the input during the public hearing process. So that will also include members and everybody else.
May I find out from members? Can you look at the last paragraph? Is this not accommodated in that paragraph? What we're trying to say? That there, Ngonyama, and then Jate Mutau?
Having looked at that paragraph, I was wondering even myself, but I thought what the honourable member and that for the first season, I'm sorry about pronunciation, I'm trying mistakes. The issue to me was noting, or rather was appreciating, and the process of going to the people, it's important to actually pick it up, in my view, because fundamentally, that entrenching democracy cannot be fudged, in my view. So the point that and he was actually presenting, and there needs to be said upfront. At the end, it's actually consolidating because it's referring to procedural issues and other legal matters, and all encompassing. To me, to say it upfront, it really says something about it. I thought that's what the spirit of and the member introducing that statement.
Having heard that Ngonyama, that Mutau, may you comment?
Yes, Chair, indeed. I just wanted to say the intention here was to indicate that the input, from, especially from the public hearings, were highly appreciated, because many times we get a complaint that people come here, make presentations, and you know, Parliament just ignores what they said. So we were trying to bring up front the fact that the department seriously consider the views expressed in the public hearings. That's really the essence. But if the committee feels that at the bottom is covered, then it's fine. But we just wanted to highlight that.
I think there's a unanimous agreement in terms of what the department has done. But then in terms of covering the fact that many amendments were brought about also by the following the public hearing submissions, I think it is it's covered here, I think, on the last paragraph. But then what we need to draft is the earlier recommendation from Mr. Van der Westhuizen, which I think our legal people will help us where exactly we should fix that, so that it doesn't lose its structure, the report structure and all that. If you can help us on that. Did you caucus on that? Barbara?
Thank you, Chair. We'll have to take guidance from the committee. As I understood, the Honourable Benavides Stephens proposal is still to give recognition to the department, and that is what the committee in general agrees on. There's two possible ways that we're just quickly thinking of addressing this, Chair. It can either be incorporated in the second paragraph, the line that starts the following key issues, that perhaps just saying a number of key issues were addressed by the committee during its deliberations on the bill, following the Department of Economic Development's response to the comments received from the public. That's one option. Or, Chair, another option was to include it in the final paragraph, but then with the committee's decision now, I think we'll let that one go.
The feeling I'm getting, Papa, is that it must be in the beginning, not
And again, I would then withdraw my proposal in favor of the proposed amendment by the legal. At the following key issues?
No, I have that, but then the issue now is where should it be captured?
At the beginning, as you said there, where they propose on the first page.
Thank you very much. Is that the feeling of the House? Thank you very much. Having dealt with that, may we then proceed to the next issue? Mr. Bugman, on the set. Okay. What's the difference between ensuring and recognizing? Why do you want to recognize instead of ensuring? All right. The bill had that issue. It's just that we recognize the fact that it's there and supported to that. That are you on the same matter, Dr. Mohai? Okay. Dr. Ngonyama?
Well, maybe it's a... Maybe there's no need for me to actually talk on this issue. Otherwise, I wanted to say that ensuring actually brings obligation to the committee. It emphasizes obligation in considering everything. It says that we're obliged to ensure that, and there's no compromise on the importance of sustainability and everything that follows. It places obligation. And recognition is a bit light. It's actually, it's a matter of communication, really. And maybe legal people, they know better. Maybe recognition is sound with legal people, but with a commoner like myself, you ensure that it does not. Thank you.
Okay. I thought that this was because the bill itself had that sustainability element in it. The committee did not ensure, we did not bring about any amendment to that regard. We just recognizing the fact that it's there. But that's what I'm understanding from Mr. Bugman. But if you ensure, it's like you effected some changes to it in order to bring the element of sustainability in it. So it's about whether the committee, because we've addressed these issues, and having addressed these issues, it's either we effected some changes to, or we noticed and recognized. This is the spirit, I think, that we, my understanding, and that the... Thank you very much. Any problem with that? Sufficiently so. Thank you very much. Any other? Mekwili? That's a proposal that we remove reasonable. Yes. No, we remove and adequate. Yes, sorry for that. And adequate, but ensure that the bill allows for reasonable time frame. For public consultation, is that what you're saying? Okay. I didn't get that part. Thank you. What are we saying?
For clarity, it's ensuring that the bill allows for reasonable time frames and consultation.
For public consultation. She says we need to remove an adequate. For, we just add for public consultation. Is that so, Ms. Kelly? Are we agreed to? Anything wrong with that, our legal people? Or are you still digesting? Okay, do consult. We'll continue in the meantime. Any other members? That day, Mohai?
On 7, Chair.
Yes.
I would like us to add the, it reads that the definition was further constricted to ensure it includes, but we would like to add that the definition of public infrastructure covered by the bill should be very clear what we're talking about, the subject that we're addressing. So it should not just say the definition was further considered, it should say the definition of public infrastructure covered by the bill was further amended to ensure it includes private-public partnerships and concessions. So we do away with constricted. It was amended.
Before I open it for consideration, may I ask our legal person? Oh, they're still consulting. In this case, what does the word constricted mean? Constricted? 7, the last sentence that starts with the definition was further constricted. No, I needed to know their definition, understand what they were meaning in that.
I would suggest that we rather use the word formulated, which is more plain language. Constricted, it means formulated, it means built, crafted. That's what the constricted means here. But perhaps just to make clear, formulated might be an alternative for the committee to consider.
Okay. After having cleared that, there's a proposal by Honorable Mohai that we completely remove that word and replace it by clarifying . Can I come in now? Is it fine? Are you ready? Dr. Mohai?
I said that we should add immediately after the definition, it should be clear the definition of what? The definition of public infrastructure covered by the bill.
Yeah.
Was further, we go away with that difficult word, constricted. Was further amended to ensure it includes private public partnerships and concessions. Thanks, Chair.
Thank you. Dr. Mabasa and then Dr. Mutau. Okay. Dr. Mutau.
Thanks, yeah, I agree. In fact, the word constricted is very wrong.
Thank you very much. May we then proceed to the next.
to the other amendment. So we, I think it should be clear that we define here that the definition of public infrastructure covered by the bill was further amended, and then we removed the word constructed to ensure that it includes private-public partnerships and concessions. Can we go back to the other? Yes. Barbara?
Thank you, Chair. Thank you, members. Chair, with regard to the issue raised under number 4 or item 4, we have briefly consulted our, we have a slight concern with stating that it's only public consultation because the bill itself goes broader than just public consultation. There's different departments that could be affected, institutions, cross-consultation. We were thinking of proposing to the committee that just merely not then also saying adequate consultation, but merely just saying reasonable timeframes and consultation, leaving consultation broad to be adaptable to different scenarios that the bill could speak to, which would then include public consultation, which would include adequate consultation, but then just merely stating, ensuring that the bill allows for reasonable timeframes and consultation, just to allow for the broader subject of the bill, Chairperson. That has been our proposal to the committee.
Thank you. May I then put it before the committee? What's your view? Dr. Ngonyama?
I would agree, but I wanted a slight amendment on what you say. Rather, use broad consultation rather than say consultation, because people will ask, was it, I thought adequate was meant to achieve that. But if you say broad consultation, then it means it's we've consulted broadly and all relevant stakeholders.
Maybe the question should be asked as to what consultation are we talking about here? My understanding, my taking the reading of the sentence is that it refers to the consultation with regards to anything that has time frames within, not general consultation.
That's correct, Jacobson. If you read adequate, is a quite neutral word, but if that is omitted and replaced with broad, then it changes. If the bill says there must be broad consultation, that's not precisely so formulated in the bill. So I would, the two options is allows for reasonable timeframes and consultation, or only ensuring that the bill allows for reasonable timeframes with due regard to the existence. So that's
you withdraw. Thank you. So are we comfortable, therefore, with ensuring that the bill allows for reasonable time frame and consultation? We do away with an adequate. Are we comfortable? Thank you very much. I see a consensus on that. May we then move on? Any other amendments? Mr. Bisman?
Thank you. On paragraph 8, page 2. Paragraph 8, first sentence. Mm-hmm.
tried to strengthen the criteria for expropriation for purposes of implementing a strategic integrated project in compliance with the Constitution and relevant legislation. Our proposal is to replace that word criteria with procedures, because if you look at clause 5, 2 especially deals with the procedures in terms of expropriation.
I guess that our legal people have heard it. Are you in agreement with that? It's fine. How's the feeling of the committee? You okay? Thank you very much. May we then move on to the next one. May I please?
If it could read as recognizing with regard to the provision on the designation and implementation of strategic integrated projects.
Can you be slow? I'm not sure. I'm following.
9. I think it was to read like recognizing with regard to the provision on designation and implementation of strategic integration projects.
Okay. So we remove ensuring, replace with recognizing.
And then remove and complete in infrastructure planning. That's okay. Definition and implementation of strategic integrated projects.
Continue.
Yeah. Let me say, recognizing with regard to the provision on designation and implementation of strategic integrated projects.
So you want us to add with regard to, instead of just with regard to the designation, you want us to put with regard to the provision on designation.
Yeah, and removing, ensuring instead, say recognizing.
Yeah, oh, okay, sorry, yeah. Recognizing with regard to the provision on designation. I can't hear you well.
Recognizing, removing, ensuring, saying recognizing with regard to the provision on designation and implementation of strategic integrated projects. The bill provides for the commission to continue from there. The bill provides for the commission to designate a seat through the Commission's Council, on which all three spheres of government are represented.
Mm-hmm. Are you following? Okay. What I'm hearing is for sure the ensuring be replaced by recognizing. And then there's an addition after, with regard to the, you put on provision on, and then continues with the designation. And then there's an addition of and implementation, I guess. That's what I'm hearing. Okay. Thank you. What's your take on that? You want to consult further? Yeah. while you're consulting, can we hear from members? Dr. Mohai, Dr. Mutau? Dr. Mohai?
Well, Chair, I do understand the proposal by Ms. Grevy and I support it because it introduces first clarity. It proposes new wording on A, B, and C. It adds A, B, and C, and A. That's where she explained that it provides for the commission to designate a seat through commission's council. And then there's B.
Dr. Mahai, can we, before we go to the A and B,
okay,
can we be sure of the introduction to that first? Whether we're in agreement with it?
Oh, okay.
Yes.
I don't have a problem with it. Thanks.
So there's an introduction of the provision on and the addition also of an implementation, designation and implementation. Is that what we are agreeing on? Dr. Mutau?
Chair, could we ask the proposal to just read that clause completely as they want it to be so that we can hear it, because it sounds like there are too many prepositions there. I think, if I'm not mistaken, Honorable Zawi is proposing that next year would be
supporting. Okay. I thought maybe you wanted to clarify something. Next year?
Recognizing with regard to the provision on designation and implementation of strategic integrated projects. The deal then continues. Yes.
Is that your proposal?
Yes.
And then we that end conflict in infrastructure planning that the bill only we remove that
to A. Yeah.
We remove that to A. Okay.
We remove the only. The bill provides when you go to A.
And then we go to A.
Yeah.
Okay. Can we then look at that? Are you clear that the Mutau?
Or should I continue with A?
No. We'll come to the other amendments. I just want us to be sure of the body of the introduction to that first.
Chair, the response is not consensual. I want to hear when the proposal just agreed to the point where they stop and go get money. I understand that we have to strike our own. Can we just agree recognizing
Can I just clarify the way I understand, and then she will then come in. She said from the beginning you remove ensuring, you replace it with recognizing, with regard to the provision on designation and implementation of strategic integrated projects, comma, the bill, and then it will then provide for what. After that, there's the bill, and then A, and so forth. That's the other. So it means what you're removing here is everything that comes after the project. You remove end conflict in infrastructure planning, that's the bill only, and then you put the bill. Is that clear?
It's not clear. I think it's actually getting a little bit confusing.
Okay. Mr. Tesikaro, she wants to clarify further there?
Not to clarify, I'm the one who needs clarity. If you put
one clarity.
If you put a comma or full stop after project,
Mm-hmm. That's a suggestion, huh? Not a clarity. That you put a comma.
Is it a comma or a full stop?
Or you want to know whether we're putting a comma or full stop. Okay. That's it, Mabasa.
I propose for the chair that it's a comma, and after the bill, we should read that dash as if it is like a column. You know, yes. Thanks, Commissioner.
Are we clear? We need to be clear of us and understand us before we continue, because this is our report. Dr. Mudau?
Chair, I thought my request was a very simple request. That this phrase, because it's a very long phrase, just be read to us so that we can taste it. We hear what is being proposed, so that we can then be able to say A or B. But it looks like we're actually compounding the problem.
I read it. So that you can be able, that it says recognizing with regard to the provision on designation and implementation of strategic integrated projects, comma, the bill, and then it goes to A.
So we're taking out concrete and
integrated. Yes, that's what I said initially. Yes, come in, that's where I want you to come in, yeah.
One of the issues that we had to look at was how conflicts would be resolved. So if you take that out, then where does it leave us? Because we deliberated quite extensively on how issues of conflict would be resolved, especially in the different spheres of government. So that would leave a gap. But obviously it's not my proposal. I just want to understand it. So that
there's nothing wrong in enriching it, Mr. Mudau. There's a proposal on the table. If you feel it will make sense after your enrichment, do so, please. That's the purpose of putting a recommendation on the table, so that we enrich it, so it in order for it to satisfy all of us. DA is against endorsement. Or enrichment. So what are they for? Oh, okay. So unfortunately we are economic development, which is for enrichment.
Dr. Mohai. But I also do not agree with poverty of ideas on discussing matters of this nature. If we read this proposed amendment by Nikki in relation with the three areas, it is more coherent, I think, the proposed amendment. And if you look into A provides for commission to designate a see-through commission council on which three spheres of government are represented. It strengthens the earlier formulation. If you formulate it from
there. Sorry. So my suggestion that we only look at that doesn't work, because it actually robs of the committee to have a complete understanding.
Yes. Yeah, so
okay, so you're suggesting that you should read everything.
A, B,
Maybe.
And C.
Okay.
Because it completes the amendment.
Okay. Maybe. Sorry about that, because I thought I was making it easy.
Except from the beginning, Chairperson. Recognizing with regard to the provision on designation and implementation of strategic integrated projects, the bill provides for the commission to designate a seat through the commission's council.
What the minister
said.
We as provide for the commission.
Yes. To designate a SIP through the Commission's Council, comma, on which all three spheres of government are represented. Prov- the commission through a designated minister with authority to request relevant authorities to call for tenders or projects in order to ensure coordination and coordinate and align infrastructure development. Did you get that? Do you want to clarify better before that thing, Onyama?
The only part that Mekledi did not do was to introduce the alphabet, you know, the A, the B, and the C. So I will propose that she read it again, so that if she reads slowly, especially the legal team, so that they can note the sequencing. Thanks, Commissioner.
I think also what should be clarified is why we're providing such amendments, so that it comes clear to everyone. Recognizing with regard to the provision on the definition and implementation of strategic integrated projects, the bill provides for the the bill provides for the commission to designate a SIP through the commission's council, on which all 6 years of government are represented. And B, on which all 6 years of government are represented. On which all 3 years of government are represented. Now, on which all 3 years of government are represented. Then we go to B. Provide the commission through designated minister with authority to request relevant authorities to call for tenders for projects in order to ensure coordination and coordinate and alliance infrastructure development. The whole the structure of nine then changes. Okay.
No, Chair, I wanted to perhaps propose that let's deal with it in bits and pieces. The first part, we should actually, I wanted to suggest that the recognizing or the ensuring, in my view, if I understand the context, should remain the ensuring. With regard to, and maybe the issue of implementation is correct in my view, if I understand. The amendment, therefore, I agree with the implementation. Ensuring with regard to the provision on designation and implementation of strategic integrated projects, that the bill provides, then we move on. In other words, we agree on the first part of it, first of all, and which I wanted to agree with
McCreevy, if I understood the context, on the introduction of provision on implementation, because it does not take anything and away and up to the projects. And then
there was a concern on the conflict in infrastructure planning.
Yes.
Do you think there by the inclusion of A, B, and C, that is completely removed?
I wanted to suggest that maybe the issue of conflicts in infrastructure and planning become a sub-issue.
Mm.
In other words, because that sentence becomes much longer.
Mm.
If we put that as part of it, because that's why you had to introduce and.
Mm.
Instead of just hiving it off and put it as A, on the question of conflicts infrastructure planning, and in other words, the bill provides for dealing with conflicts in the infrastructure planning. That's A. Number two, the bill provides for the commission, blah, 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 as suggested. Then C, and it's a new one altogether that Mayfield was introducing, which is talking about tenders. And then the D, and the B here is your D, which if we agree on that, coordinates and aligns infrastructure. In other words, in order to cater for the points that Mr. Mudau was, Honourable Member Mudau was making, which I believe the debate, really, if I understood the context, was about how to resolve the conflict, and therefore you can't take it off. In other words, just put it as A, conflicts and infrastructure planning, and to be dealt with. And then B would be, as suggested, the commission. Then C would be the new sentence on tenders. The D would remain as that B, which we have there. That's the proposal.
Okay. Was there Mr. Shemo? I'll come back to you, Papa.
Thanks, Chair. I think that I'll certainly support the issue of returning and showing, because the sentence becomes, the paragraph becomes very jargon heavy, because the end then on the conflict. So I'm supporting that we return to ensuring and we separate the issue of conflict so that it can be addressed correctly and properly as members have raised it. Otherwise, the paragraph becomes very jargon heavy and a confusing read.
So I take it that you support the proposal by Mekili that we remove from the main body, that is the introduction to the sub clauses, we remove the sentence starting with end conflicts in infrastructure, and then so that we see that whether the amendments she's coming up with are not addressing that. Is that the feeling I have? Is my feeling correct on what you're saying? Yes. That is on 9. We haven't come to the A's and B's and C's.
Yes.
So that we remove the heaviness, if I were to use your language, to remove the heaviness of that long, long sentence.
We agree
with me.
Yeah.
Thank you very
much. But that conflict must come as a sub.
Yes.
Yeah.
We will then see as we address the sub whether Metcalf is not addressing that. Papa? Methodist.
Yes, I would like to pause after Alvon Bunyame's temper with my thinking.
Thank you. Thank you. May I then give that to
our legal people. Can I start your paper, sir?
Thank you, Chair. Thank you, members. Honourable Chair, I think why we're slightly confused on this side at the moment is the...
Maybe start by clarifying us what you do want to address in this clause, under this clause, so that we understand and move with you, along with you.
Yes, thank you, Chair. The issue that we were trying to encapsulate here is the cooperative spirit that the committee emphasized throughout the discussion to not infringe in or not encroach and to respect that there are different parties involved and that there will throughout be a consultation and not just a mere instruction that you will do this or you will implement. As we are understanding the committee's reading of Item 9 now, that it's a different issue being addressed. It's not the same issue that we were trying to reflect here, that cooperative nature. So it's changing it now. We're not questioning the views and the committee's prerogative to address the views and the policy decisions they want to put forward. We must just caution that then merely moving around phrases in a section or in an item, or it's not phrased to give that that meaning or give clarity to that meaning, is dangerous, because now moving down conflicts and infrastructure, where we were trying to say that the bill ensured that such conflicts will not encroach, and the minister won't just say to people, you must do X, Y, and Z. If there is a risk of conflict, it will be coordinated. Members will recall there was this issue of, if there is a conflict, how will it be mediated, and that was discussed in the bill. Now merely moving and conflict and infrastructure standing down to one of those elements and one of the lists now, it gives the impression, or perhaps the misimpression then, that the committee is recognizing that the bill conflicts. So we're not questioning the change in angle or viewpoint, but just cautioning that then perhaps members should just take note of the fact that the phrasing here was to give the impression of a cooperative, consultative spirit. And perhaps then this phrasing should be scrapped totally and just the new intention given. Thank you, Chair.
Okay. After that clarity, Dr. Mohai?
Well, Chair, the phrase here on A is a new insertion. If you read A on the A has proposed that the minister with authority request rather than instruct, it sounds very negative. If you read the proposed A from C, what else really do we want from 3CS? It talks cooperative. When you talk 3CS, for me it's cooperative governance. It's very objective. It doesn't presuppose that there is some negativity. So I really would want the explanation. Yes, we should not want to pepper the cracks, whatever. But for me, from the onset, infrastructure planning and delivery is not a smooth sailing exercise. It has got its own inherent challenges. But this mechanism, yes, provides for commission to designate the seat through commission council on which all spheres of government are represented. For what? Not for the sake of it, but among others. Because that's where decisions are taken. Number of other things, trade-offs are made in that regard to coordinate strategic projects. So I really don't see any harm to the proposed formulation. To be frank, I don't, the report should not say what it is not as well.
I get the sense that really we need to be clear of what is being proposed, so that, because as it was read, I think it brought about a bit of confusion, because it was read in isolation.
Can we just introduce everything and read it as the three, as they were proposed, so that we check whether the concerns as raised are not covered anyway? But I'll ask, and Mr. Smith, when you say the bill provides the minister with authority to request, which minister? Because in terms of the bill, it defines the minister as the Minister of Economic Development. So in terms of conflict management, you're saying it's the Minister of Economic Development that will be requesting the relevant authorities to designate. It's not the function of the minister in terms of the bill. It is the function of the commission. So I think it needs to be clearer even from the way you've written it. Can you come in there? So that we understand what are you trying to bring out here.
Chair, I think I should clarify that this section or that item seeks to reflect Clause 8. So it's the discussion, that last discussion of the committee, where...
Barbara, Clause 8 has A, B, and I think it was added the C, if I'm not mistaken. Can you go back? Can you indicate on Clause 8, if we were to all go back to our view, so that we are at par with what you say? Let's go to Clause 8 that deals with designation and implementation of SIP. Yes, come in, Barbara.
Thank you, Chair. We could perhaps just rephrase it, but just to put on record again, I'm not questioning a change in content of item 9. Just to indicate where we were coming from, it was to reflect the committee's discussion that the bill has a cooperative spirit. And I hear what the members are saying, and I'm not questioning that the minister has certain functions, the commission has certain functions, but the phrasing in Clause 8 uses the word request. It says, such minister, which in this context will be the relevant minister, and as the commission may determine, must, and then there's a whole list of issues, is it to, as an example in sub 3, says then request the relevant accounting authority, and then 3b says the request to the relevant accounting authority. So it was to give that spirit, to stay in line with the phrasing of the bill and the tone of the bill. We're not questioning the roles of the minister or the commission in that instance, Jefferson. That's why we're fully open to it being replaced. And the issue that we were talking about, consultation or the dispute, the committee asked us last time to, in sub 4, indicate the different stages. There was an A and a B and a C, where 4A spoke to every organ must ensure that its future planning or implementation, we indicated that goes to planning, and then B spoke to implementation, and C said any dispute which arises in the application of A, which is future planning between organs of state, then is resolved through an Intergovernmental Relations Framework Act. So that was merely to state that the Act itself allows the resolving and consultation and almost a cooperative aspect as well. That we were merely just trying to give the spirit of that discussion, which reflect the spirit of the discussion. But we're beginning from the members now, you went more detail and perhaps to communicate more what the commission will provide for in these instances, instead of where we were coming from to reflect that it won't be a mere you will do so cooperation. So not questioning, it's just a different perspective.
Yeah, from the chair's table, I really feel that 9 is also not clear enough what exactly I was referring to. On the other hand, you're dealing with the designation of SIP. On the other hand, you're dealing with the conflict in infrastructure planning. On the other hand, also, you giving authority where authority is not residing, you see, that on its own is quite confusing. And I thought
that was trying to explain, so that when you look at 8, it has 1 up to 4. And in that, it's dealing with the designation, it's dealing with the implementation. And then in the implementation, there is also a provision for tendering, of which I think that's where most of the submissions had a problem with, wherein they were talking about issues of a consultation, wherein they were talking about taking away, you know, powers and functions of other spheres in, with respect to tendering processes and so forth. And if you wanted to address that, it should be very clear. Nine should be very clear on what we were saying, because we didn't ensure anything here. We recognized the fact that there was a conflict resolution mechanism put in the bill. It's not something that we came up with. It's something that was there. And also, we recognized the fact that there was also an inclusion by the submission from the department of a clause that takes care of the powers and functions of the three spheres, and not only of the three spheres, but also of other state organs, you know, that are there. It, that's what we recognize, that it was there. That's the spirit of the discussion, and that should be also be reflected as such in the report. Are you in agreement? I think it needs that clarity, because as it is now, it gives functions where they are not, and it might complicate and confuse people even further. Is that so? Can we look at the amendments, and then all of us must be clear and be comfortable with the report. May we then look at the amendments? Mekhili, can you assist us again with your amendments? Because right now we need the three so that we can see whether we agree with all of them or we don't. Can you start with the A so that we understand your A, what it really means?
Only the A. The bill provides for the commission to designate a SIP. The bill provides for the commission to designate a seat through the commission's council on which all three spheres of government are represented. That is A. Should I proceed?
Provide for the commission
through project. To call for tenders. For tenders for projects. In order to ensure coordination.
In order to ensure coordination. That means
that. Then we go and coordinate and align infrastructure development. And align. We said in the bill provide for the commission. Commission's Council, on which all three spheres of government are represented, is that A?
That's A.
B provides the Commission with authority to request relevant. Provides the Commission through a designated minister with authority to request relevant authorities to call for tenders for projects in order to ensure coordination. C, coordinates and aligns infrastructure development. Can we talk to that? I thought we were not going to take this. There's some of us. Any other? The DA, are you enriching or unreached?
Chair, I must tell you, I am actually confused, but let me tell you what I feel. I believe clause 9, as we have it in the report of the committee, should be left as it is. And if there is a proposal to come up with another clause, let's do that. I'm getting a sense here that the amendment being proposed actually is addressing issues in the bill itself and not as a report to Parliament about what the, how the committee has been working on the bill and stuff like that. And that's why I said I'm a bit confused about what we're trying to achieve here.
There's the fact also that you are forgetting our clarifying the demo down, that the report as it stands also confuses. So I think this process we embarking upon is to clarify that so that we give it the correct formulation, not what is in here. So it can clarify our intentions. Because right now on this matter, as it stands, it's very confusing. You agree with me? Yes. So we are all trying to come up with a better way of formulating this. That demo, hi?
Chair, support the proposed amendment while the state law advisors are internalizing the issue. There is no harm in this.
Okay.
I mean, just to be clear, Chair, Section B, or in fact B, is what is A in the original proposal, where Honorable Philly puts that rather than instruct, there's something like that in the original, rather than instruct, Matthew proposes that we say request minister with authority to request relevant authorities to call for tenders, so that we do away with that rather than instruct. Is it much more clear in this proposed amendment, to be frank? So the first point, which is a new inspection, which brings that spirit, which the legal advisor says that the spirit of cooperative governance should exist from the start, so that there is no give brother approach. It brings that sense of direct coordination.
Okay. Can we allow you to caucus and then come back to us? Are you ready? Let's give you some time, then we'll come back to you.
Colleagues,
I think we should then proceed to the next amendment, if there's any, while the legal advisors are looking into that. I'm also informed that there's fresh tea outside. Those who want to grab a cup should do so. Do we have any other amendments, or are we okay? Oh, you ready? Oh, after tea? No, I wanted members to go and grab the tea. If you want us to propose a 5 minutes tea break, it's fine. Members, are you in agreement?
Yes.
5 minutes tea break, quickly. Grab your cup of tea and come back. Lawmaking is not an easy thing.